If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balanced chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network, here on the Power Herbs, the American Voice Radio Network, Herb Talk Live. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do. And thanks for joining us here. And we're going to do that. Right, Frank? Frank's ready to roll. I think you are. Right, Frank? Awesome. All right. We're going to be talking about, for the first part of the show, we're going to be talking about the blood-brain barrier tonight and what that may mean for, you know, brain health, overall health. We're going to talk about that. And we do have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm seeking the Lord's face. I'm hitting the knees. I'm praying for this country. I hope you are also doing the same, and mind the time it grows short, because today's devotional puts us in Psalms 9, where it says, "And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, have not forsaken them that seek thee." And this is true. And in Lamentations 3, "The Lord is good to them that wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. And yeah, that is the way. So without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quack report. Hey, FDA. Going to make it harder to get that coronavirus approved. Apparently, did you see about the director of the FDA? He was saying that it probably will be the third quarter of 2021 before it's ready. And then, of course, we heard Bill Gates. He was getting on there saying that under the Trump administration, the FDA can no longer be trusted. Well, the FDA is expected to announce tougher requirements on the COVID-19 vaccine. Tougher guidelines will make it more unlikely a company working on a vaccine will get it approved by November or Election Day. So American trust in the safety of the COVID-19 kind of has plummeted. So people are kind of leery of the thing. We're going to talk a little bit about that here, right here in this other quacker. Vaccine resistance is growing, according to this is a research that just appeared August 28th. We talked about that the other day. You know, how many people thought they would get the vaccine if it came out, and you know, it was kind of low. Democrats, they say, they did a poll. Democrats want to get the vaccine. About 43% of them say they'll get the vaccine when it comes out. 33% of Republicans said they're open to getting the vaccine, and only 13% say they'd get it immediately when it was available. They said also, this was interesting, men remain more likely, they said, than women to take the first generation COVID-19 shot. Well, that was interesting because the research that I found said men are less likely to get vaccines. So we'll see. All right. Last but not least in the quack report, it's COVID all the way around. COVID-19, they said the vaccine may not be generally available until next summer. This is the chief, I mentioned, this is the chief of, oh, this is the chief of the CDC, not the FDA, Dr. Robert Redfield, said he believes the vaccine is going to take a while, third quarter of 2021, he thinks. He did tell lawmakers during a Senate Appropriations Subcommittee hearing that the vaccine will be available by the end of the year next year, very limited supply, though. Adding the doses may be given to the high-risk individuals, frontliners, and stuff like that. So he says, if you're asking me when it's going to be generally available so that we can get back to our regular life, I think we're probably looking late second quarter, third quarter of 2021, he says. But he says when it does come out, if it does come out before the end of this year, so it'll be in very limited supplies. Interesting, I think. Well, Frank, what are you saying? Oh, well, Frank is saying he's not one that's going to get the vaccine. And he said, who even needs a vaccine for something that kills almost zero healthy people? Good question, you know. Good question. All good questions there, Frank. Well, we'll see what happens, and we'll keep praying and looking up. And that wraps the quack report. All right, Frank, we have a quacker. We had a quacker, and now we have the blood-brain barrier news report. Hopefully we'll go shed some light on this for some folks. Now, some people believe, you know, that your prescription medicines that they take don't, you know, hurt your brain because there's this natural barrier called the blood-brain barrier. And most patients are not told, you know, the drugs are made to corrupt that barrier and enter your brain. So science has kind of studied the blood-brain barrier, or the BBB. They've discovered kind of some of its secrets that will enable drugs to enter the brain by using the blood-brain barrier's own function. So science has studied all facets of the blood-brain barrier to find kind of the chink in the armor, if you will, including the cerebrospinal fluids, the receptors, and all forms of vascular biology involved in its function. So the blood-brain barrier is there for a reason. So we're going to check this out. A lot of times it's the small molecule drugs you have to worry about, because according to the U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health, small molecule drugs can abuse the blood-brain barrier. It was also mentioned that any drug can be re-engineered to cross the blood-brain barrier. So according to the research, here it was published August 29, 2012, it said drugs can be made to cross the blood-brain barrier based on knowledge of the endogenous transport system of the blood-brain barrier. So drugs that are small in molecule size can be designed to utilize the blood-brain barrier's transport system, and in some drugs can get around this barrier using a type of Trojan horse delivery for uptake. So drugs with peptide and anatase radiopharmaceuticals are made to actually penetrate this barrier. Here's a quote from Joan Abbott. She's a neuroscientist with King's College in London, UK. She says, the biology is really against a drug delivery to the brain, so clever strategies are needed. Drug companies started using small molecules, but more recent research has suggested using lipid solubility for most drugs to cross the blood-brain barrier without restriction. However, lipophilic drugs stick to your brain structures inside the brain. Uh-oh. Drawback. Side effects. So let's look at some of the drugs that cross your blood-brain barrier. So according to Chemistry World, 95% of prescription drugs do not right now cross the blood-brain barrier. So there is a list of those drugs that do cross the barrier and enter your brain. That would be things like cocaine, methamphetamines, morphine, heroin, nicotine, alcohol, vaccines, that's a drug, tobacco, prescription drugs, limited small molecule ones, and anesthesia. So any drug that is lipophilic, which means it dissolves in lipids or fats, will cross the blood-brain barrier. And what is worse is these substances can affect the proteins in the blood-brain barrier and remodel it and cause what is called neuroinflammatory pathways. So this all affects the integrity of the blood-brain barrier and can cause a dysfunction of the barrier. So this is a major disaster, as a healthy blood-brain barrier is essential for the brain to function in a balanced manner and avoid irregularities that can manifest into diseases. So neurons and neurotransmitters are all affected by the malfunctioning blood-brain barrier. So substances that are not supposed to enter the brain become neurotoxins and affects the stability of the brain and its function. So with 240 million people dependent on alcohol, over 1 billion dependent on tobacco, and 15 million on street drugs, you can see the stage is really ripe for chronic internal medicine diseases. So in the May 2020 issue of Frontiers in Neuroscience and Neuropharmacology, they mention that in males there is a breach of the blood-brain barrier, they will have a higher metabolic rate affecting neural mechanisms. But in females, they say drugs that affect the blood-brain barrier also affect their estrogen levels, and both men and women will suffer brain changes. Well, let's look at some new research out of Virginia Tech. They have been studying the blood-brain barrier in hopes to aid drug therapies for brain disease. Now, in their research, they discovered that the blood-brain barrier is composed of a star-shaped cell. They're calling it an astrocyte. And it is key, they said, key. The cell is key to the health and integrity of the blood-brain barrier. Now, this research did get published in the September 21st, 2020 issue of the online journal GLIA, GLIA. What is even more important is that the drugs that attack the blood-brain barrier cause what the scientists are calling blood-brain barrier leakage. Here is a quote from Stephanie Robel. She's a professor at Franklin Biomedical Research Institute. And she says, without the astrocytes, these are your star-shaped cells that make up the blood-brain barrier. She says, without them, the blood-brain barrier becomes leaky and ineffective and leaving the brain tissue vulnerable to a variety of medical conditions. So the breakdown of the blood-brain barrier is correlated with neurodegenerative diseases. Well, our brains, kind of fragile little things. The ads, remember the ads we used to hear, Frank? The ads in the media, it says the mind is a terrible thing to waste. Well, they didn't mention the destruction of brain, you know, the destruction our brain endures, you know, from certain substances, you know. Over time, the repeated assault can actually increase the risk of neurological disorders, dementia, and other diseases. So the barrier is put there for a reason, and man has discovered ways to breach the barrier. So when we understand that certain things are to be avoided, we can protect our brain function. And we want to look at some high-power brain foods, and we want to look at some things that help our memory, natural stuff. So there is a list of foods that supply the brain with enough energy to run all day. So on the list are your fruits and your nuts. And according to Dr. James Pinland, he's with the Department of Agriculture at the Human Nutrition Research Center, he says fruits and nuts contain a lot of boron, which is a mineral, which stimulate the electrical activity of your brain. So if you are low on trace minerals, your brain will operate at a very low capacity and not produce enough alpha waves, and you won't be as alert and will feel kind of drowsy. Apparently, our brains are super sensitive to even the slightest change in our diets or the depletion of just 3 milligrams of our trace minerals. So you're going to find boron in your nuts, your seeds, legumes, peaches, apples, pears, grapes, leafy vegetables, and broccoli. So if you eat 4 ounces of, let's say, peanuts, it's going to provide about 3 milligrams of that boron. And if you got memory problems, let's try to solve them for you. So your brain depends on certain nutrition to recall information. And, you know, to solve problems, of course, and some of the necessary nutrition is going to be thiamine, riboflavin, beta-carotene, and iron. Real important not to confuse organic sources of these nutritional supplements with synthetic ones. So thiamine is real important to the nerves inside your brain. And you're going to find thiamine in wheat germ, bran, nuts, and some meat. Riboflavin is your memory nutrient. And you're going to find that in almonds, milk, beet greens, herring, chicken, and avocados. Now, you're going to find beta-carotene, of course, the cognitive thinking helping type of beta-carotene. You're going to find that in your deep green leafy vegetables, in your yellow and orange fruits and vegetables. And your brain waves are going to need some nice iron, not ferrous sulfate, which is a synthetic substitute. You're going to need your green vegetables, meat, soybeans, and tofu, and oatmeal, and lentils, and chicken, and try to get organic sources of this if you can. Now, according to our memory, the research on memory is pointing to also zinc contributing to our memory issue if we have memory problems or if we're feeling a little sleepy. So Dr. Harold Stanstead, he's with University of Texas Medical Branch. He found that when the brain does not get enough zinc, we sacrifice sensory motor skills, our memory, and being able to concentrate. So experts are warning us that zinc supplements are really not necessary and that you can get the required amount of natural zinc in your seafood like perch, anchovies, herring, and various shellfish. Your whole grains, dark meats like a turkey meat and legumes also contain zinc. And if you're looking for the highest concentration of zinc, you're going to find that in astragalus root if you're looking for that. Also, zinc seems to be very pivotal in defending you against COVID-19. All right, let's look at that's because your immune system uses zinc too. So there you go. Let's spice it up a little bit because, you know, I like spicy stuff. In 2015, Dr. Orr from the Institute of Research and Education and the Federal University of Rio de Janeiro, they found that herbs have a significantly positive impact on your brain. Yep, yep. For instance, the Brazilian researchers reported that some herbs improve neuron formation and also strengthens the connections between your brain cells. And the herbs offer potent chemicals called flavonoids to help with cognitive function like your memory, learning, prevention of cognitive disease. So they were mentioning herbs to use like parsley, thyme, chamomile, and hot red peppers. Ooh, let's go there. Mm-hmm. Hot red peppers. And, you know, all this nutrition is going to help with, you know, that blood-brain barrier and keep it from leaking. Now, our particular flavonoid called apigenin strengthens brain neurons. So when the scientists applied apigenin to human stem cells, they became brain neurons in just 25 days. Interesting. They compared and treated neurons with non-treated neurons, and they found the neurons that received the flavonoids had a more sophisticated and stronger construction to them. So medical science is reporting that stronger neuron connections in the brain provide better memory and general better cognitive function. So the research did get published in the December 2015 issue of Advances in Regenerative Biology. So foods are here for a reason to strengthen us, and herbs are part of your food groups. Here is a quote from Stephen Rehan, Institute of Research and Education. He says, "We show a new path for new studies with the substances of nutrition. Moreover, flavonoids are present in high amounts in some foods, and we can ascertain that a diet rich in flavonoids will influence the formation of neurons and the way they communicate with your brain." Ooh, brain foods. All right, let's look at some other benefits as well. The researchers also learned that flavonoids and herbs help a young brain to develop and mature properly. So the herbal nutrition we're going to mention is going to help the estrogen receptors, which affect the brain's development. So it offers more plasticity to the nervous system and also can delay or prevent the onset of neurodegenerative disorders like dementia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, schizophrenia, and depression. So other research that was done at St. Louis University in 2013, they found herbs can reverse cognitive impairment. The researchers discovered that herbs have antioxidants, also benefit cognitive functions, and such herbs like rosemary and spearmint, they said, for instance, can help overcome cognitive impairment and can help avoid dementia. So according to Dr. Susan Farr, she says rosemary was by far the most powerful for improving memory and learning capabilities. And this research did get published in the November 2013 Journal of Neuroscience. So here is what Dr. Susan Farr says, St. Louis University School of Medicine. She says, "We found that the compounds in herbs can reduce defects caused by mild cognitive impairment, which can be a precursor to Alzheimer's disease. And our research suggests that these herbal extracts may have benefit in altering the course of age-related cognitive decline." End of quote. Oh, I love rosemary. I love to pair it with the hot, spicy peppers and a little ginkgo biloba. And you got, voila, you got brain aid in a dropper. It's amazing. Well, let's look at some other herbs, too. You know, because some people ask me, why do you have to put the hot peppers in there with the rosemary? Why can't we just have rosemary? Well, it's a delivery mechanism. We talked about the blood-brain barrier, did we not? We want nutrition to get into the brain, okay, so it won't make your blood-brain barrier leak, and it will fortify your neurotransmitters and your synapses and all the cells of your brain. So herbs like rosemary, for instance, will pair it with a circulatory aid to get it to the brain in better amount, so more concentrated amounts. So there are some herbs that can assist in providing nutrition to our brains, and the nutrition is carried by your blood supplying minerals, vitamins, and other essential foods. You don't want to underestimate the power of God's herbs in assisting our brain. You're going to find lots of boron in your calcium-rich foods and herbs. We mentioned boron. You might want to check out the calcium liquid. It's a plant-based liquid at the powerherbs.com website. The formula is an aged concentrate. You can take a couple of doses per week. They also have a wonderful all-around vitamin mineral powder supplement called Body Foundation Food Mix. You just throw it into juice or water. Lots of amino acids and proteins to help also feed the brain tissue. If you want to wake up your brain a little bit, if you're a little too sleepy and you want improved memory, that brain concentrate formula that has the rosemary and ginkgo in it. I often say forget Alzheimer's and remember everything else. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have certified organic professional strength herb formulas. They're naturally aged concentrations. These are what practitioners use. So give them a call. They have a toll-free number, and the toll-free number is functioning well. They moved, and they had some disruption at first, but now it's working. 866-229-3663. If you want to give them a call, ask them about their products, get a catalog. 866-229-3663. They also have a new local number, if you want to call that. It's 828-469-5972. That's 828-469-5972. And, of course, the website, thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. It's where your healthcare options just became endless. Puts power back in your hands. What about that? You know, being in control of good health. You know what I mean? With God's help and his plans, oh, what you can do. And good news, they have an autumn sale. You don't want to miss this. Okay, this will be your stock-up sale for the flu season. Cold and flu season right around the corner. We know this. Forget COVID. We already know cold and flu season here is, you know, starting next month with the sugar-infested holiday of Halloween, which lowers the immune system, followed by Thanksgiving and then Christmas. And then, of course, your New Year's with lots of alcohol, also converted to sugar, and then, of course, Valentine's Day. So our flu season follows the sugar consumption, if you're not noticing that. So we know that's around the corner, so this is a perfect time to get your, you know, sinus formulas, congestion formulas, you know, like, you know, pneumonia. They have a pneumonia kit and a bronchitis stuff. They have all pandemic kits, they have that. They have some very broad spectrum plague tonics, which is cool. They have things you can use every day and things when you're just sick. Lots of echinacea formulas for kids and adults. So check that out, thepowerherbs.com. Love their Nippin' in the Bud Three Amigos pack. Check that one out. So they're going to save 25% with their sale, but you want to hurry because the sale ends on the 30th of September. You want to use coupon AUTUMN20. That's what it is. You can use it over the phone, on the website. Details are on the homepage at thepowerherbs.com, or just mention it when you call in or put it on your order form. AUTUMN and the number 20. Again, the toll-free is 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. I'm long in the segment. We're going to take a break. More on the other side.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them.
If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, Herb Medicine Options, coming up next.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663 or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll-free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Hey, we're back here on Herb Talk. Thanks, Frank. Frank is rocking it out over there, a little retro, a little retro. What are you saying to me, Frank? Always asking me if we all got set up from the move. Well, we're still unpacking some things on the personal side, but the business side is all unpacked. Like in the new location, minus the phone problems, you know. Always something though, Frank. But thanks for asking. Yeah, we're all rocking it here now. The phone company's got most of the phone problems worked out. There's still a couple of things they're working on. They're still trying to recapture our old number, 704-885-0277. They're trying to get that back for us. I don't know. It was totally a total debacle. But the phone companies will do that. So, just, a lot of stress and tension there, but it'll work out, So, but you know one thing, Frank, I've been getting calls about certain things, and I wanna kind of recap a little bit of some of those things, and one of them is, a lot of, venereal diseases. I get calls and emails about that. So I thought we'd touch on that a little bit and maybe get back to some minerals, you know, because I really do think minerals is really a major player in a lot of our health downfall here, because we're just not getting the nutrition in our crops anymore because of how they're handling agriculture. So we're going to what? Frank? Oh, 70% of college-age people have at least one STD, he says. Well, yeah, it's a problem, you know, because there are, you know, 8 different kinds of herpes alone. Herpes viruses, however, medical texts refer to herpes virus as just one word. Just one word, herpes, all runs together, herpes virus. So animals and humans can get herpes viruses. And what these viruses have in common is they have the ability to park themselves on your nervous system and without causing symptoms until you're stressed out. And then they kind of rear its ugly head, you know, sort of like, you know, shingles. So in the United States, there are about 30 million Americans with the herpes virus, with approximately 500,000 new cases of genital herpes every year. So more women, 1 out of 5, than men, 1 out of 6, tend to have genital herpes and are the most prevalent, it's the most prevalent STD. So about 50 to 80% of adults in the United States will have oral herpes, and it's estimated 20% of the population will have the genital herpes, called HSV2. 90% have the oral herpes called HSV1. So individuals may go years without even knowing they have herpes, and they're symptom-free, they just don't know. And stress will bring on the first outbreak, and subsequent outbreaks will average about 4 to 5 per year. So so we have many different, I guess, versions of this virus, because if we have 8 different herpes viruses, 8 different ones, 8. So 2 of the most common are your oral herpes and your genital herpes. So oral herpes, the symptoms are characterized as, you know, getting those cold sores around the mouth, or you get maybe them on your fingers or on your hands. Genital herpes, our symptoms are, they're characterized as sores on the genital area or on the anus area, and sometimes you can get cold sores as well. So the other herpes viruses that create different symptoms and types or are symptom type of illnesses, your zoster virus, your varicella zoster virus, which is your chickenpox, it's a herpes zoster, and that's shingles. So here we got chickenpox, and we have the shingles virus. So they're all in the herpes family. Epstein-Barr virus, you know, infectious mononucleosis. You know, the kissing disease, often referred to that. Fever, swollen glands, sore throat, fatigue. That's a herpes virus. Then we have cytoglomovirus, which is a compromised immune system type of herpes virus. So it affects the immune system. And then you have what is called human herpes virus 6, Roseello, I can get it out. I'm getting a little tongue-tied today. It causes a lot of mononucleosis-type symptoms, but it also has gastrointestinal problems, encephalitis, and even pneumonia thrown in there. Then they have the human herpes virus 7, which causes acute respiratory diseases and roseola again. And then human herpes virus 8, also called Kaposi's sarcoma, herpes, and it's usually involving the skin, which can spread to your lungs, stomach, and intestines, and you're immune compromised with that, or immune compromised patients that get that are at high risk. So, well, let's look at some of the risks. So if you have, the more sex partners that you have, the higher your risk is of contracting one of these herpes viruses. Studies showing 80 to 90% of people infected with genital herpes have not been diagnosed yet. They don't know they have it, so they're going to spread it. So it's estimated that every 30 seconds, another person will get infected with the the herpes SV2 strain, the genital herpes. So if the infection rate continues, they're saying nearly half of the adult United States population will be infected with genital herpes. Now, the oral herpes is another thing. The herpes virus, most commonly called herpes simplex 1, is easily transmitted, and most people are infected during childhood. Statistics show that more children are infected with the herpes simplex virus 1 between 6 months of age and 3 years of age. So the highest occurrence seems to be clustered in crowded and unsanitary regions. Studies suggest that one-third of children by the age of 5 in low-income areas are infected and 20% in middle-income areas. The elite or the privileged groups, they're not immune either. By the time they reach their 30s, about 60% of them are infected. So after the people hit 40% here, the statistics for the, let's say, elite are like the rest of the economic classes. So they're not exempt or immune. Outbreaks can last, you know, a few days to several weeks. And you want to avoid the sun and tanning beds and prevent more outbreaks. And during outbreaks, you want to avoid kissing to prevent the spread. They called it the kissing disease, too, you know. yeah. Kids get kissed by relatives, see? And that's how they get it. Genital herpes. So if you develop genital herpes, the sore is going to appear on the genital region and the anus region. For men, it'll be... on the women, it's going to be more on the cervix area, and the first outbreak is usually the most severe and the most painful, and it can last about 2 weeks. Other symptoms can be swollen lymph nodes, sore muscles, and headaches. So on your herpes simplex, according to the Irish Medical Journal, they published a study that appeared in the Journal of Microbiology and Immunology, and they said licorice root has antiviral properties in it that helps the body produce interferon to inhibit the herpes simplex virus and cold sores. Licorice root. So you don't want to go get licorice root candy. That's not what we're talking about. Here's something else. Medical science is saying that the oral herpes has become a major cause for patients developing genital herpes. So individuals with compromised immune systems, especially HIV patients, are a big target for herpes viruses. So if your immune system's low and you have herpes simplex 1, you have a 68 to 81% chance that you're going to get herpes simplex 2. So in addition, the lowered immunity also delivers a more severe form of the virus, and other health complications can come with it. So also transplant patients, since they're taking immune suppressant drugs, they're going to be at high risk too. There are also some occupational hazards. Certain occupations increase your risk of contracting herpes. Healthcare professionals, physicians, nurses, dentists, physical therapists are at high risk of contracting what is called hepatic whitilo, herpes of the fingers. So the sports area is also a high risk. Wrestlers, rugby players, and other athletes in direct contact in a sport. And the form of herpes athletes tend to contract is known as herpes gladiatorium, like gladiators. You know, it's called the HSV-1. And that is spread by skin contact, and the sores usually affect the head and the eyes. Mm-mm. All right, so if you have the most common forms of herpes, HSV 1 and 2, or maybe even the shingles, you will want, you know, to avoid a lot of stress triggers as much as possible, such as, you know, having a poor diet, eating too much sugar, getting too much alcohol, getting skin rashes, watch the prolonged sexual activity, tanning beds, or excessive sun exposure, and also avoid situations of stress and anxiety. So you're going to want to, you know, build up that immune system, and you're going to want to eliminate the toxins from the body that tend to hinder functions and impede or inhibit regeneration and healing. So You want to put some super nutrition in that system, especially organic vitamin B if you can get it. Not the synthetic kind, but the organic kind. These are the building blocks for repair, especially for the nervous system. And you can put this nutrition in your liquids, your juices. You can put it in vegetable or fruit juice. And it also, you can use some herbs that will strengthen the lymph nodes, the glands, soothe the glands, release tension from the nervous system. There's herbs that can do that. And you're going to want to balance your hormonal system, too, as much as possible. So there's herbs that can do all that, really. They can you can release tension from the nervous system and from your muscles without sedation. And you can balance the endocrine system with nutrition, which is the system that makes hormones that are the right amount for you in your time of life. So it's a balanced way of dealing with it. So in a nutshell, if you're looking for some solutions to these challenging times, they even, you know, they have the hormone formulas for men and women that, you know, again, nutrition that feeds your endocrine system. They also have valerian root to take tension out of the nervous system if you're under stress. They also have the emotional stress formula and also the body food mix with the natural B vitamins in it to strengthen the nervous system so you don't feel so stressed and anxious and you don't have those outbreaks. And they also have a shingles B gone kit, so you want to have that handy if you've ever had the chicken pox. And again, if you've had a shingles outbreak, you want to look at the herbs that inhibit the shingles virus, the zoster virus for shingles. So herbs are in there. So give them a call. They got lots of cleansing formulas as well to take those toxic roadblocks out of the way that prevent your body from regenerating and healing. So cleanse and nourish, folks. That's really a very basic approach for health. Get the toxins out, put the nutrition in. Get out of the way. The body can heal itself. It knows what to do when it's not, you know, set back with toxins, and it's got the nutrition building blocks it needs. The folks at Apothecary Herbs, they tend to specialize in those cleanses and immune system support formulas, metabolic strengtheners, and so on. They even have, you can just check them out for yourself at thepowerherbs.com. Their toll-free number, if you want their free product catalog, you can call them at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. And they have that new sale going on for autumn, and you save 25%, so it's a good time to check that out and to get what you need for the cold and flu season, because it is going to be here before you blink an eye. Thepowerherbs.com. Yeah, they got a Shingles Beyond kit. They have sleep apnea packs. Want to get rid of sleep apnea? Oh, yeah. There's natural solutions for everyday problems. So check them out. All right, we're going to shift gears. We've got a few minutes. We're going to talk about some minerals that matter. A lot of times the body needs fuel, needs electrolytes, needs amino acids, needs proteins, needs all these things that fuel the body to function properly and to regenerate and heal itself. All right, so we hear a lot about how important protein is, don't we? We hear a lot about how important vitamins is. Oh, we hear a lot about antioxidants and probiotics for health. But sometimes we don't hear about how important minerals are. Not really. We don't hear so much about it. So without the proper minerals, we can experience a lot of imbalance metabolically. We can experience malfunctioning anywhere in the body. So the cardiovascular, your gastrointestinal, your muscular system, your skeletal system, your immune system, your hormonal system, your nervous system, they all have to have, and they rely on minerals to work. So one major important fact to remember is that if you intend to beef up the minerals, be aware that they like to work synergistically with other minerals and nutrients and vitamins and things. So getting isolated mineral bottles of this and that and this and that, isolated minerals, is not a whole food thing. And it's isolated, and it's not synergistically with buffer alkaloids and all these things that come naturally in the food groups. So when minerals are taken in supplement, isolated mega doses, that can create an imbalance and a deficiency worse than when you started. So a good example of a mineral imbalance is the psychological malfunction which affect neurotransmitters and hormones. One major way to deplete your minerals, other than to, you know, eat a poor diet, is if you rely on prescription medications for things, because prescription meds will flush the minerals out of your system, and you're very low in minerals. So we're going to take a look at how important minerals are and how you can improve overall well-being, making sure you're getting organic minerals and you're keeping them, you know, keeping a supply of them in the body. So the, as mentioned, you know, prescription drugs can deplete the system of important minerals which support your metabolism. So before you know it, you can have a myriad of health problems like leaky gut syndrome or even depression and not realize what's going on. So drugs are not meant to be used long-term, or we run the risk of mineral depletion and malabsorption issues. So I want to give you an example of what can happen using these drugs. Here's a lady called Gloria Gilbray. She's a natural doctor, actually, and she said, after my life-threatening accident, the prescription drugs that saved my life almost took it and left me with multiple chemical sensitivities, leaky gut syndrome, fibromyalgia, and chronic fatigue. Whenever I consumed a mineral or calcium supplement replacement, my right eye would flutter or twitch to the point where it caused me great concern, not to mention it was annoying, she said. I had developed malabsorption from damaged intestinal tract caused by the leaky gut syndrome, clinically known as intestinal permeability, all because of the drugs. My body was not able to utilize the supplements I was taking, and I was not storing them in safe amounts in the body, and it was contributing to leg cramps and widespread muscle pain. So drugs can mess you up in a skinny minute. See, she had a lot of work to do to get back to where she was prior to her accident. Here is a quote from Hala Cash. She's a medical doctor. She also is the author of Supplements, Your Prescription, What Your Doctor Doesn't Know About Nutrition. She goes on to say, the truth is that every medication, including over-the-counter drugs, depletes your body of specific vital nutrients. Yeah, they do. So according to Dr. Cash, the mainstream drugs most Americans take that cause a lot of significant nutrient depletion are going to be drug blood pressure medications like beta blockers, diuretics, drugs for congestive heart failure, cholesterol statin drugs, and acids, which are your acid blockers or proton pump inhibitors, your antihistamines, your diabetic drugs, your antidepressants, your hormone replacement drugs, and also antibiotics. Those are going to mess you up. Minerals also help the nervous system function. The nervous system relies on minerals to relay signals. It's like a conduit, improving conductivity signals throughout your body. And if you want a steady heartbeat, you better have electrolytes. So when patients are on, let's say, chemotherapy drugs, they experience what is called brain fog, and it must be because of the massive mineral depletion or blocked mineral absorption from the drug treatment. So without proper minerals, without proper content, there is really going to be blockage between minerals, electrolytes, and electrical charges in the nervous system for proper nerve impulses. Here's what Dr. David Watts says. Minerals are the spark plugs of life because they are required to activate hundreds of enzyme reactions within the body. Plants manufacture vitamins and minerals and are taken up in the soil. So the plants are our first sources, our whole foods, right? So your big four, let's look at some big four minerals you want to keep in mind. You want calcium, phosphorus, potassium, and sodium. So our bodies have to have this, have to maintain these for proper function. So your calcium is necessary not only for bone health, but it also is for all the connective tissues of your body, your tendons, your ligaments, your muscles, your skin. Calcium also helps to transmit nerve impulses and muscle cramps can occur if there's a lack of adequate calcium. So organic calcium will also help with the absorption of other nutrients and can help with things like blood clots and help the heart muscle. Also, your immune system uses calcium. It uses it as a flow switch to activate your immune system and then deactivate it when you're not sick anymore. So to prevent a lot of problems with lack of calcium absorption, avoid sodas. They elevate your phosphorus level so high it depletes your calcium. Now, phosphorus we find in our bones, teeth, and our blood cells. So our body has to have phosphorus. It carries out a lot of metabolic functions for us, like it helps deal with fat and protein and carbohydrates. With all the work it does supplying the body with proper energy and regulates and stores a lot of nutrition in our muscles, that's what phosphorus does. Helps with hormones and nerve impulses. So if you don't have enough phosphorus in your body, you're going to have a difficult time using any vitamins like vitamin B properly. And also you won't be able to maintain a proper pH in your system. Also, calcium is a counter-regulator. It helps balance things, and it helps influence. It analyzes bone minerals for you and finds a healthy ratio. You want two parts calcium, one part boron and magnesium, and, of course, the phosphorus is part of it. So calcium also helps regulate. Now, potassium and sodium, necessary to help prevent a buildup of waste material in your system. So if you want to detox, you got to have this. It also helps to control acids and protect you from imbalanced pH levels. And so a lot of processed foods have stripped away a lot of these nutrients so that the shelf life will be longer. Unfortunately, when you have devitalized foods like that, they don't extend your life any. So the body is requiring 10 times more potassium than sodium, and the chemical supplements usually that you buy don't have that proper nutrition ratio. So if you have low potassium or sodium, you're going to have edema and dehydration, maybe. You may have heart failure, fatigue, weak immune systems, brittle bones, high blood pressure, muscle pain, weakness, and even cancer. So you want some energy minerals, too, to energize. So you've got to have zinc, selenium, and iodine for that. Your thyroid gland has to have iodine. If you don't have a balanced thyroid, you're going to have sleep apnea, high blood pressure. Yep. So whole foods, I always like things in whole foods because they're chemically balanced. God did that. See, so in your calcium, when you look at plants that have calcium, they'll always have boron and magnesium in a 2-to-1 ratio every time. That's important. See, that's important. Got to have that. So when you go take calcium supplements, they don't have that. They don't have that. So where has the balance going? You got to have boron and magnesium for the body to uptake calcium and use it properly. So if you're taking mega doses of isolated things, you're probably going to enhance the imbalance rather than help yourself. So think whole foods. When you're thinking of your supplements, that's why I like herbs. They're whole food, nutritional elements. Oh, I love them. Medicinal herbs are here for the service of man and healing of the nations. God said that from Genesis to Revelation, and God can't lie. So check it out. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have cold press formulas that entail and keep all that nutritional balance in there. They don't strip anything away. Very, very good stuff. Give them a call at 866-229-3663. Get their catalog, 866-229-3663. Visit their website, thepowerherbs.com. Don't forget, they're having their autumn sale, 25% off on orders of $50 or more. I understand some restrictions apply. Use coupon AUTUMN20 in the checkout or over the phone or on your order form. And I'm out of time, so I got to go. And the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. And until next time, wish you all to be well. Thank you.